minutes right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to meet with a top North Korean official in New York this week. The meeting comes as U.S. and North Korean officials discuss logistics about a possible summit scheduled for June 12th. VOA's Elizabeth Chernoff has that story.
Kim Yong-chol is the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. in nearly two decades. The former spy chief was also reportedly involved in the 2014 cyber attacks that targeted Sony Pictures. His New York visit comes as a U.S. delegation talks with officials in North Korea's demilitarized zone, and teams on the ground in Singapore rush to finalize summit logistics. Experts say the North Korean leader's decision to send his right-hand man to the U.S. is a promising start. Elizabeth Chernoff, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump has renewed the China tariff threat. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Ahead of a scheduled China visit this weekend by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, the Trump administration is talking again about 25% tariffs on Chinese goods. In addition to the tariffs, the White House says it might place new restrictions on Chinese investment in the United States and limit U.S. exports of high-tech goods to China. The administration says it would be retaliating for unfair trade practices by China. Mike Gracia, Washington.
One policeman is dead and at least five others were wounded after a suicide bomb attack outside the Afghanistan Interior Ministry. The explosion allowed the gunmen to pass through an outer gate where they were then met and traded fire with security forces. The Kabul police chief said a cleanup operation was underway. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. The Kremlin described an allegation by Ukraine that it was behind the murder of a dissident Russian journalist in Kiev as an anti-Russian smear and demanded that Ukraine conduct a genuine investigation into the killing. Arkady Babchenko was a critic of President Vladimir Putin. He was shot dead Tuesday in a Ukrainian capital, where he lived in exile. He fled Russia after he received threats for saying he did not mourn the victims of a Russian Defense Ministry plane that crashed in 2016. The Trump administration is warning private companies and government agencies to beware of malware that it says is being unleashed by the North Korean government. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A technical alert from the FBI and Homeland Security focuses on two pieces of malware said to have been used to steal information and remotely manipulate networks involving aerospace, financial, and media companies in the U.S., as well as infrastructure for